Welcome back to my house, Rosie on the house, where we're trying to help Arizona homeowners all across the great state of Arizona. Let's get over to Santan Valley and welcome Steve into the conversation. We've got Steve, we've got Jerry, and we've got Rick all waiting to visit with us. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, sir. Happy rainy day. I love it.
Yeah. I bet it smells good out in Santan, huh?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Here's what my question is. I have a house with an interior bathroom where there's no windows around it, and it gets stuffy. And what I've tried to do to make more air come in there without having to run a fan all the time, I did get a round 4-inch duct and run some ducting to a soffit. You know, it's one of those ducts where I can open and close as I please.
Okay.
But it's not doing enough. I'd like to know the other suggestions you can give me without power ventilating anything in and out. I was thinking of putting another duct on the other side of the house so I'd maybe create a pressure difference, you know, one on the west side and one on the east side of the house, and then it would, you know, flow air in that way, but any suggestion would help.
And you have plenty of room to get up in the attic and work around?
I do, sir.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, Steve, the way you're going to get ventilation to that bathroom quicker than anything, and it may surprise you, is not by supplying more air to the room from your supply side, but why don't you put one of those 4-inch ducts and tie back into your return air plenum in front of the filter? As soon as you create a little negative pressure, as soon as you create a draft, it will pull the stabilized air from the rest of the house into that room with just a very small secondary return air. And if you're up there wrestling with flex duct and everything else up there, you'll be a lot happier with a little return than trying to upsize enough supply to make it work.
Huh. My one question about that, sir, is how do I tie in to the big duct out there? I've got flooring and everything and lighting. I can get around in there. I mean, can I poke a hole in the flex duct? Is that how I do it? And then that way? I don't know how to do that.
Well, is the air handling unit in the attic or is it up on the roof?
Sir, it's in the attic.
It's in the attic. So you've got a little bit of duct work. That's called a horizontal air handler. And you've got a little bit of duct work that goes from that unit down somewhere. And your filter is in a ceiling register that you just drop a hinge door, and it's right there?
It's right near there, huh?
Okay.
Oh, I could tie into that then.
You ought to have room to tie in right there.
Okay. I'm going to give that a try.
You let me know how it goes, Steve. Appreciate the call. Let's see if we can sneak one more call in before top of the hour. Let's go from Santan Valley all the way down to beautiful Green Valley. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning. I've got a plumbing question for you.
Okay.
I've got a toilet. When you flush it, I get a big airspace comes up before it actually goes down. The water goes down.
Uh-huh.
What's creating that problem? It's not like having a direct flow of water pushing everything out.
So
is that a venting problem, or could be doing that?
Yeah, you're right there. There's something blocking the atmospheric pressure in the plumbing vent system. Are you home now?
No, I'm not.
Okay. And when you activate the handle on the toilet to flush the toilet, the first thing it does is burp before the water starts siphoning down?
Right. Yeah, it doesn't have that full, flow of water.
Uh-huh.
I get this kind of a bubbling effect, a pause, and then it flushes.
Yeah. Well, have you had the system roto-rooted out just to make sure it's clear of any obstructions?
I've had it.
Once it starts,
where things backed up.
Yeah. Once it starts flushing, does it flush?
Out.
I mean, once the toilet actually starts flushing, it does a good full flush?
No. It empties the water out of the bowl. It's just that pause of air coming
okay.
up.
Okay, hang on 1 second, Jerry. We're running right up against the top of the hour. We're going to have to end this hour by not solving Jerry's burping toilet. But, Jerry, hang on. At the top of the hour, we go to news and traffic and all of that.
Give us a little research time.
I'll get back on the phone with you, and we'll solve that problem. Rick and Mesa, if you can hold on. We'll take you as start at 10 o'clock hour. If not, hang up and just call back in about 5 minutes, and we'll get you.
Or just set your phone down.
Set your phone down. There you go.
Fill up your coffee. Come on back. We'll be here right after about 7 minutes.